In a frank speech before members of the state bar, former Wisconsin Attorney General and Governor Jim Doyle talked about why he nixed state Democrats' plan for universal health care and why the cost of health care is too high.
People say we want to bring down costs. Yes, that's right. But at the same time, we are one of the major manufacturers of high-end medical equipment.
GE Medical has its headquarters in Wisconsin, and a number of other medical device manufacturers have plants in the state.
So we are benefited as a state in our economy when people do get those MRIs and CAT scans. So this is not a simple question. It is not a simple question. It is a very complex economic question.
Presidential candidate Mitt Romney has criticized the fact that 18% of gross domestic product in the U.S. is spent on health care. Romney recently was in Israel, where he praised how little that country spends on health care. What he didn't mention was that Israel regulates its health care system aggressively and also requires all residents to carry insurance. Doyle, who expanded Medicaid to more working poor while in office, says national health reform makes economic and moral sense.
As a country, have we made the decision that all American citizens should have access to affordable, not free, but affordable health care? Or have we not made that decision?
Doyle is national co-chair of Know Your Care. That group supports the federal health law. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin.